Hey everybody, welcome to another Big Gay Date. I am Dave Mosley.
My name's Carl Skeens.
And today we are watching the, when was this one? It's 1971's Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory in honor of the late Gene Wilder, who passed away 1 week ago today.
Yeah, it was Sad Panda. But now we get to watch Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah, there's always sad when a very popular celebrity dies, but everyone goes and kind of like rediscovers their favorite films of theirs and everything.
That just means the in memoriam video at the Oscars this year is going to be more relevant.
It's going to be so long this year.
Yeah, we got Prince, David Bowie, Robin Williams.
Robin Williams was like 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah, he was. Yeah.
Alan Rickman.
Gene Wilder, Alan Rickman. Yeah, I feel like we're missing one more famous person. That matters. I'm sure other famous people have died, but a lot of them fade into obscurity as well.
Yeah. So this was the movie of his that everybody was posting stuff about, him being Willy Wonka. He is iconic in that role. But what is your favorite Gene Wilder movie?
Young Frankenstein.
Okay. Which I actually just watched like this week. Tara made me watch it.
It's amazing.
It's okay. It's okay. I mean,
this movie is okay. Blazing Saddles is okay. Young Frankenstein is a fucking comedy masterpiece.
I feel like it's one of those things where I'm catching it too late. You know, mm-hmm. Like I'm guessing you watched it, you know, years and years and years ago.
Yeah, I grew up with it, like this and Home Alone and the Christmas Story.
I mean, it was funny, but it wasn't laugh out loud funny for me. Still a good. It was fine. I know it's sacrilege to say that, but...
Yeah, yo. Yeah. Okay.
This is really the film I thought of when he died, so... It seemed like an obvious choice to pick this to watch.
I just can't believe your feelings about Young Frankenstein are not fantastic. They're more tepid or lukewarm.
Okay.
I am not a fan of The Godfather. I feel like it's overrated.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're back on solid ground now.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I can deal with that.
Good.
Okay, so they're getting out of church school, right? That's a church?
Yeah. This is all shot in Germany to give it that wonderful kind of storybook feel. You know, you can't... It's one of those places you... One of those towns or something you can't quite place. For the longest time, I thought this was just like set in the oldie Victorian London or something with like the really shitty, you know... pollution in the air and everything, but it's actually a lot more vibrant than I remember it being.
Now, how terrible is life that those kids get out of church school and immediately run to...
Right to the candy store,
yeah.
It's the one little glimmer of hope they have left in their lives. And whenever, like, kids find cash lying in the street or something, the first thing they go and do is run off and buy a bar of chocolate.
Yeah, if I was that poor... Mm-hmm. Right, that the old people in the family are bedridden, like in the living room, and my kid found some cash and immediately bought candy with it, I would beat the fuck out of that kid.
Yeah. The Candyman song, which I didn't realize until I really thought about it, I completely forgot this film was like a musical, honestly. Because there's only a couple of songs that really stick with me, but then I thought, oh shit, yeah, they all sing every single room in the factory, and there's a bunch of stuff that happens before that you can get signed.
Yeah, but aside from, like, one line, all these songs were written directly for the movie, correct?
Yeah, I believe so. So this one was, wasn't written by Sammy Davis Jr., but originally I think he was approached, or he wanted to play the Candyman. Is that the word? Yeah, the store owner. And he, I don't know, for whatever reason he didn't get it, but this was, the Candyman song is like a big part of his set list, when he played after this, despite having, you know, relatively nothing to do with the movie, just kind of took it and made it his own. But I think the idea was someone wanted him to be in it, but the producers didn't want such a famous face to be in that prominent role to kind of distract them and everything.
Now,
wait, hang on. Right here is where we have our stormtrooper smacking their head moment. Watch the bottom corner here. Kwhack! And what a trooper. She just continues on with the scene.
Grabbing her face and crying off camera.
It's wonderful. I mean, it's horrible, but it's a great treat for us watching this like 40 years later.
Okay, so the book this is based on is called Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
It is, yes. As okay. is the Tim Burton movie.
Yes.
Which, have you watched that recently?
Yeah, it's...
Like, recently. Like, you should. We should do a comparison almost, I feel.
Yeah? Okay, yeah. Okay. I'm okay with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they changed the name of this one to Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Reason being is around this same time they actually launched the Wonka chocolate, which is still available in stores today.
Maybe owned not by so much a different chocolate. Company, though.
It is, yeah. The original company made chocolate bars as kind of to cash in on the movie that was being made, and that's one of the reasons they changed the name to Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, because that in turn is going to promote the chocolate itself. Apparently, the first batch of chocolate bars they made for this movie were so inferior quality, they actually just melted right on the store shelves. Like, they had that low a melting point. And then different company bought the name or whatever, and they did it right, and they're still making candy. Not so much chocolate, honestly. Like,
yeah, there's a little bit of Willy Wonka chocolate, and yeah. Everything else is fruity shit.
Yeah.
Also, though, at the same time, we were balls deep in Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
And the Viet Cong and the people that America was fighting against were known as Charlie. In
oh, okay,
the American
really?
Audience is not the
they're
name.
Not going to root for an antagonist.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. It just title alone was enough at that point to potentially turn people off.
Really,
just because you don't want to watch shitty stuff on the news all day and then go see a movie about it.
Right. Right.
And then this fucking guy, this scary guy with the meat cleavers, mm-hmm. And then we never see him again.
That's a good point. Yeah.
We never see him again. He's not the dude with the scar on his face.
No.
He, in a perfect world, he would be like Robin Williams selling the, like, telling the story at the beginning of Aladdin where it's like the right. same, where it's Genie.
Yeah.
But no, that freaky dude with the meat cleavers, we never see him again.
So yeah, looking at scenes like this is kind of why I pictured this whole thing taking place in a really shitty Victorian England setting, you know, when you had to shit in a bucket and throw it out the window, you know.
No, I don't know, but
no, it was a thing.
Why would you shit in a bucket? Why can't you just shit in the kitchen?
Where in the kitchen? What do you mean?
In the sink, bro.
You want to shit in the sink? That's probably also your washing machine or whatever.
My friend, a drain is whatever you make it.
But
sink,
yeah,
and
in
toilet.
Victorian times, they wouldn't have had a drain. So it's literally like where you shit is where it stays. And
I've peed in the kitchen sink before.
We've all peed in the kitchen sink, Carl.
Really?
Absolutely.
That,
it's a rite of passage as a young man.
Hey, man. Sink, toilet, those are human constructs. Yeah. Those are just words.
So when was this? This was 1971. So, yeah, basically, it's just the kids left now. Everybody else involved in this movie is dead at this point. That's a shame, right?
Yeah.
God.
Yeah. All the Oompa Loompas dead.
Mm-hmm.
Had to be. They were all adults.
One of the guys in this bed, which is a weird sentence, one of the guys in this bed of four adults is it's not this guy, but it's the other grandpa. Grandpa George, I think his name is. Whenever he's in a scene and he's having to look around, they had to shoot a laser into his face to register enough light because he is completely blind due to, like, poison gas or something in World War One, two, might have been two.
One of them.
Yeah. I want to say two if he was, like, just thinking of the age. But, yeah, so... He was completely blind, and just it's a good job. All he has to do is really sit in the bed, honestly. And then they're just like a cat. You'd shoot a laser at its face to distract it or point it in the right direction, you know?
Wow.
And I think there was a scene, or there's something, it's either a scene in here or something in the behind the scenes where they take his slippers for some reason, mm-hmm. and he freaked the fuck out about it, like, because he's like a frail old man, and he was like really attached to his slippers, apparently. That's
weird. Oh shit, this is science class with actual chemicals.
Mm-hmm. God, this guy bears a striking resemblance to Steve Coogan.
Yeah.
He's just got that kind of Weasley British face, you know? And the Hitler,
wait, the English
the
guy
youth
from Tropic
haircut.
Thunder?
Yeah, yeah. And Alan Partridge and mm-hmm. other...
They all look the same.
Other British shows, yeah.
That kid is way
God,
too
God, he's
so eager.
Eager, right? Yeah. He's double-fisting that nitroglycerin in there. And that kid looks like Spock.
Yeah. Yeah.
This hair does not date well.
He looks like the teat suckler from Game of Thrones.
Yes.
That's the one at the sky.
The 13-year-old kid who's still...
Yeah.
Still getting some.
Yeah. Wow.
What a great teacher.
But for real, the option to go to a chocolate factory, like, it basically turns it into a snow day?
Yeah, I guess so. How? What? Do you think kids would react the same way if they did that here? Like nowadays? What would get kids so fucking excited about that? You know, what's like a once in a lifetime thing?
I don't know.
No, there's no equivalent these days. Yeah. Like, you can fucking tour the Hershey Lands whenever you want, you know?
Yeah.
You can see, we all know how chocolate's made. It's all on Discovery Channel and YouTube.
Make that shit on my stove, yeah. Fool.
What's the, there's nothing. There's nothing that's kind of the equivalent of this day and age.
I mean, in the last, like, there was a Christmas where people were getting decked in the face and jumped for fucking Tickle Me Elmos.
Yeah, but, like, do you think or kids
iPhones?
Care? Yeah.
Not now.
Yeah.
Because now there's, like, it's that planned obsolescence thing, and they have a new iPhone out every fucking, like, 2 days. But, yeah. But like, they used to when, like, the lines, like, wrapped, like, blocks away from the store.
Yeah, but you never saw kids going apeshit over it, did you?
Yeah, no.
So, like, if
don't
they
really
were...
Don't really see kids going apeshit over anything.
What would get kids so fucking psyched that they would buy, like, you know, hundreds of thousands of something... Just to try and find a one in, you know, a one out of five chances to see how something is made. Go behind the scenes of something.
I got nothing. Maybe,
no.
Maybe the Joe Bros. Jonas Brothers.
No. Oh, God. They still a thing? No, they're all solo now, right?
I think, maybe. Oh, they're no. doing something.
Great camera placement. So this little cafe where we meet the first winner here is the actual... It's a little cafe in the town they were shooting that all the cast and crew would just go in. It's basically their lunchroom, essentially. They must have done storming fucking business.
Now, is this kid drinking beer?
I want to say, yeah, because it's Germany.
Yeah, like how young can you drink in like the UK?
In the UK, it is 18.
What about Ireland?
I don't know. I love that he just ate that microphone like it was nothing. Just not even a break in his chewing.
No, where is it going to come out?
Of his bum. What do you mean? Like,
no, I get that, but that feels like something that you would at least want to clear up.
How do you mean? You want the movie to clear it up? Like.
Yeah,
or you think he's done that and now he's realized his mistake and he wants to go and see a doctor or something?
Yeah, maybe the second one.
Okay,
maybe this. It just sounds that is a very
well. Isn't it only his mom that goes into the chocolate factory with him? Maybe that's why. Maybe his dad's getting something removed.
Maybe so.
Could be it.
Maybe
I'll
so.
I'll teach you for eating too fast. What are we saying?
I don't know, man. That dude. Like,
oh, drinking
Hoover.
In Ireland. I want to say it's 18 as well, honestly. Although, you know, everybody fucking starts at like 12 because you can.
Yeah. Is it like socially frowned upon?
Socially, as in like outdoors, flaunting openly in front of the cops. Yeah, they don't like that.
Well, like, okay.
But my parents fucking gave me Buck's Fizz, which is basically a mimosa. I was drinking mimosas when I was like 7 or 8.
Okay, like in the 30s.
I say that like I'm bragging. It's not something to brag about, honestly.
Because like you see pictures of like New York City like in the 30s and there are like kids on the streets smoking and drinking and shit. And
right.
Nobody gives a fuck. I assume at that point in time it was like that everywhere. Mm-hmm. You know, like when did that stop? Because there's got to be places where you can be like 12 and get your fucking drink on and nobody's going to get all up in your shit.
I don't want to generalize, but I want to say it's in the South. And I dare you to correct me.
I'm from the South and I could totally believe that.
Yeah.
This cotton candy's hitting the spot.
Yeah, this bitch right here. What a spoiled fucking cunt. I'm going to just right there.
Yeah.
Look what he was putting these people through. And they're all women.
Didn't we do the math last time? Like, how many... Mm-hmm. How many
fucking... A disgusting number. I don't know. And a £1 bonus. I don't know what that was worth in 1971.
Not enough to go through all that extra work and deal with that fucking people talking down to you and shit.
No.
Mm-mm. I'm going to be treated by it like a second-class citizen for you. You make you own chocolate. What the fuck? No.
760,000 bars of chocolate.
Jesus.
That's a lot. And it's clearly been at least a day because he's running behind. He promised her it was going to get done in the first day. Don't fucking make promises to your kid because they'll remember.
Also, don't do anything for your kid if your kid's a fucking asshole.
Look at him on his knees pleading like a little bitch. And have some self-respect. Oh, she won the £1 bonus. Congrats, well done.
And Scarface.
Who the fuck? Yeah, how the fuck did he get there that quickly? He knows where they're going to be, right?
Yeah.
My God.
Well, I mean, are we doing plot spoilers?
Let's do it.
Because isn't he supposed to... He's supposed to be led to believe that he works for Wonka's...
Slughorn?
Yeah. But then at the end, you find out that he's actually one of, like, Willy Wonka's employees.
Yeah, but, like, how...
So he totally knows where the fuck the ticket is, because he works for Wonka.
But how... That sounds like a massive logistical nightmare.
We're also watching Willy Wonka.
Okay.
There's rivers of chocolate.
This is one of those things you just have to suspend your disbelief for. So let's imagine that those tickets are fucking low jacked with a GPS or something.
Yeah.
Or he just has spider sense. I don't know. But he's just they always knew where the tickets were the whole time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why would he give those tickets to a bunch of bastards then? Do you think? Like, if you saw, like, because he knows that the end game of this thing is to give away his chocolate factory to somebody who's going to run and live, keep the name
but
going.
But he also has to realize that his boss is probably manic depressive and is about to turn over an entire factory and business to a child with no business acumen at all.
Okay.
Like, so he's probably like, this is a terrible idea.
I retract my criticism. Yeah. But, okay, let's suspend disbelief, though. If, so Wonka is just giving out. Wonka's giving out his factory to somebody who finds these tickets. Would you not think, you're right there in that factory and you see what a little bitch that girl is being, would you not think, hang on, maybe I should like pocket this bar and I'll go and place it down the street or something where some other more deserving kid will find it?
Yeah, but what ended up happening to her? She's not Blueberry Girl.
No,
she's not
the
egg
kid
that shrinks.
She's the egg girl who gets dropped down the into the trash compactor.
See? So maybe that whole... okay.
This is... are you insinuating this is his way to just whittle out the bad people of the earth?
I'm assuming that all these tickets... The only nice kid out of all of them is fucking Charlie.
Yeah.
Right? So he sees that the shitty kid's got the tickets. Mm-hmm. He could have changed all that. Or this kid's really shitty. I'm going to take care of this. And they get to the factory, and the whole day is just this really elaborate setup to fucking ice all of these kids except for Charlie. Because they're all shitty except for him, you know? Like,
right.
Oh, okay. Instead of taking your ticket from you, I'm going to just invite you.
Into my death house.
Yeah.
Into my murder factory.
It's like H.H. Holmes, man, but with midgets and chocolate.
Which would be much more interesting. So this girl that plays, this is Violet Beauregard, right?
Mm-hmm.
She said during the, I think it was the 40th anniversary DVD commentary, the commentary from people who actually had something to do with the movie.
Mm-hmm.
She said that she actually got 13 cavities because she had to chew gum every single day and every single scene and everything. Now, I've had a sweet tooth as a kid. I don't know about you. I still have a sweet tooth, honestly.
Bro, I just ate 3/4 of a dark chocolate chocolate bar and most of this bag of cotton candy myself.
If that
girl got 13 fucking cavities from chewing gum...
Like, on the clock?
I should have at least gotten two.
Yeah, you would think, right? I don't think she... I think she just kept on chewing... She got addicted. Mm-hmm. She kept on chewing gum. Maybe she snuck some chocolate, like, from the set when no one was looking.
And she was a reasonably thick little girl. She looks like she was already munching on some sweets before they even, you know?
And I think she just saw an opportunity to just be like, hey, workers' comp, like, you gonna pay for this dental?
Oh, God.
I don't know why she's got such an attitude for a little 70s girl, but...
Yeah, yeah.
Bitch, where's my money? Yeah. So yeah, I call bullshit on that. Or, you know, here's devil's advocate. She's just trying to be funny because she's being recorded. And we know what that's like.
I mean, maybe. Maybe they should have gotten her drunk.
Yeah, she's old enough now. It's fine. Off to some of this cotton candy. We should discuss favorite moments. Since there's nothing going on in this part right here, this is one of the... I do not remember this whole song of this movie. Is this Cheer Up Charlie? I don't remember this. My memory does not retain any part of this scene at all. So favorite part of the movie, it's gotta be when the movie actually gets good. And they get to the actual chocolate factory that's in the title. Takes half the fucking movie to get there, you believe?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Damn, this is good.
Yeah, yo, eat the rest of that cotton candy. I can't. I gotta finish the rest of my chocolate. Oh, yeah. Oh, you just haven't, like, been digging in at all, and I've just been munching away.
Oh, my God. This is good. Oh, a cavity. No, I'm kidding. favorite part, it's gotta be a death scene or something, I guess. I guess I will go for, when Augustus Gloop gets, stuck up the straw, you know, because
that
makes no fucking sense to me, and it just also alludes to the fact that this whole place is a murder factory. I'll go into more detail when it comes up, I think, but I'll go for that scene there when they enter the just before that, when they actually enter that room, because that's a cool kind of visual, I think, and everything. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of the room I remember the most as well.
Okay,
very visually interesting. And everything's made of chocolate, right? And they just start breaking off parts of the whole factory and just eating it.
Yeah.
Like, you little rapscallions, what are you doing?
Yeah, what the fuck, man? Yeah. I want to go play in candy that's as tall as me.
Yeah.
It's just at the Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, the play place, the giant blades of grass over at Hollywood Studios at Disney. Mm. Every time you see that oatmeal sandwich, are you not disappointed that it's not edible so you can just run up and do what they did in the movie?
Yeah.
I've always wanted to just run up and scoop out the white and grab like a double handful of like cookie, and you can't because it's all made out of fiberglass. Disney's like, fuck your dream, kid.
I don't want to ruin your dream, but I think a lot of this was probably made out of fiberglass as well.
Yeah.
In the movie. But what is your favorite part?
I'd like to say the elevator, but I don't want to be drinking. I don't want to be taking my shot at the very end of the movie because right. That feels anticlimactic.
Yeah.
We're going to have to go with when... No, because that's also towards the end where Gene Wilder's yelling at him, "You lose!
Good day, sir!"
What? Good day!
one of the two moments that has... one of the two greatest memes that this movie gave us,
Okay, then I guess the fizzy lifting room.
Can I just say, this guy here with a scar,
mm-hmm.
If you shaved... Christopher Lloyd, who gave him, like, really short hair. Do you mm-hmm. not think? It's kind of close.
Yeah.
It's there.
Although in the new one, I would have been totally okay with this dude being played by Tommy Flanagan.
Who's that?
The fucking... Is he Scottish? The actor with a big scar. He was on, like, Smoking Aces and Sons of Anarchy.
I haven't seen any of those things.
What?
Sorry.
Oh, man. Dude, this Scottish guy got given a fucking
Joker's thing.
Yeah, right? It happened to him in like the '80s, and he survived.
Oh
and he
no, just, I did hear about this. That guy.
Awesome,
yeah.
But yeah, and he's just an actor that has this super. He was in Braveheart.
Mm-hmm. I got you.
I mean, you're kind of typecast into playing like super grizzly, like
yeah.
Badass motherfuckers, but I guess life could be worse.
Look at this guy. He was gonna buy tobacco, but he didn't. He bought chocolate for his kid. That's admirable.
Grandkid, don't get it twisted.
I'm fine.
You're not my daddy.
But why does he give a factory to a kid? Like, this guy's got a good heart. Sounds like I think he'd have a good job at running the factory. And he's lived a little more, so he probably has a little bit more business sense.
But that also means that he's going to be living for a lot less.
Uh-huh.
He's bedridden.
That's true.
He is bedridden old.
Until the idea of going to a fucking chocolate factory gives him the power to walk. Tell him he's going to own a chocolate factory, my God. Be doing jumping jacks and shit.
Yeah, for being bedridden, he's a pretty spry old man.
I wonder how Willy Wonka got the factory. Do you think he inherited it from an old man as well?
Maybe. If he was given it as a child, that would explain why he's making terrible business decisions. Because, hey, it worked out last time.
Yeah. And he's a kid that got given a chocolate factory. He's probably not really...
All those teeth, probably fake.
Yeah.
Dentures since he was like 20.
Mm-hmm. Like the Queen would actually turn up to an auction.
You see that picture of the Queen and all these world leaders, and the Queen's like stepping down these steps, and like the President and all these world leaders are going to help her.
Oh.
And then 5 feet to the right down the steps is Vladimir Putin, just chilling, not making any. It's really all the world leaders are trying to help the old ass Queen, and Putin's like, "Fuck you guys."
Oh my God! God, this is the depths that some people will reduce themselves to. They will kidnap a man, a living man, for a box of chocolate. There is nothing that would make people do that these days, except just cold hard cash, right?
I mean, I guess.
Like, I guess that, I don't know, if you told kids you can go to the money factory, where money's made, and you get to take all the money you want, I guess that's the only thing that would actually kind of get kids excited, as they do for chocolate in this film.
No. Star Wars.
Okay.
Star Wars.
Go to the Star Wars.
Or Harry Potter 8 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
The, you know, like that, at okay. that point in time, everyone on fucking Earth knew what the fuck that was.
Yeah, absolutely.
And kids would lose.
There is nothing that would make people do that these days, except just cold hard cash, right?
I mean, I guess.
Like, I guess that, I don't know, if you told kids you can go to the money factory, where money's made, and you get to take all the money you want, I guess that's the only thing that would actually kind of get kids excited, as they do for chocolate in this film.
No. Star Wars.
Okay.
Star Wars.
Go to the Star Wars.
Or Harry Potter 8 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
The, you know, like that. At that point in time, everyone on fucking Earth knew what the fuck that was.
Yeah, absolutely.
And kids would lose their mind.
So yeah, if you got to go to the set of Star Wars or something, and then at the end, fucking J.J. Abrams gave you the Star Wars, gave you the director's cap and the chair.
Yeah.
To the best Star Wars fan, the one who didn't die.
I mean, I saw him give a dude an R2-D2.
Uh-huh.
Like, yeah. What? I'm sure he's like got so many of them. They're using them as trash bins and
absolutely. God, if you were J.J. Abrams, would you not just take one home and use it as a trash can in your kitchen?
Bro, I would take one home, gut it, and put a beer cooler and a keg on the inside. Beer cooler in the head, keg in the body, and then just have it follow you around. That'd be so awesome. You don't gotta open it up. It comes out in a little arm. Like it's like BB-8's little lighter.
Yeah, I was gonna say like a little BB-8 that follows you around with like margarita mix or something, so it's constantly shaking and shit.
Yeah.
We got some math going on here. Why are they shitting on him for being poor? Or is that question kind of answer itself?
Well... Okay, I know they shot this in Germany.
Teacher as well.
Yeah, they shot this in Germany, but this dude is English as fuck.
Absolutely.
And if there's anything that I know from watching The Inbetweeners with you, employees in schools, when they're English, they're the absolute shittiest human beings.
Absolutely.
I'm sure y'all have amazing actual teachers, but in pop culture, teachers in the UK are fucking evil. And then they're going to be fucking your mom if they turn around and make a movie.
So, okay, he finds a shiny shiny silver coin. And yeah, his first instinct is to go to the candy store. Even though he knows... Wait, is he going to the candy store before I say this? Yeah, he's going to the fucking candy store. Even though he knows all the tickets are gone. What's he hoping for at this point? God, he can't fucking wait. Look at that.
Chubby little kid. Oof. He's going to be so fat. You keep eating like that?
Let's hope he doesn't inherit a chocolate factory, because
mm-hmm.
then there's no stopping him.
Oh, man.
Why would you go through the elaborate lengths of faking a ticket?
I mean, you're talking to a magician, bro. I go through elaborate okay. lengths to fake shit all the time.
Oh, man. What's, do you ever play the what's it called? The, McDonald's Monopoly shit?
I mean... You mean scam?
Yeah, yeah.
I have no choice because I eat a McDonald's, but I'm not actively playing because, yeah, you just can't.
Yeah, like...
If you ever win, you win stupid bullshit.
Yeah.
You don't win the good prize.
What would have happened if all five of these tickets just went in the trash?
Well, there you
That's
go.
That's Wonka's plan kind of fucked, and he's got the factory for another 8 years.
Well, if we're going on the assumption that they're all low-jacked, so that Scarface can follow the candy...
He'll just kind of find... They'll find their way to these...
Yeah, he'll call Wonka anyway. And be like, bro, it's in the trash. I need another one. And Wonka just sends it out on like a fucking falcon or something.
God, this kid would get stabbed this day and age.
Absolutely.
You can't fucking buy a PlayStation 4 on launch day without getting mugged on your way to the Target parking lot.
Yeah, in real life, that crowd... swamping in there, they would have been like the scarabs and the mummy. They all like swamp in, and then when they separate, the ticket's gone, the kid's dead.
Oh my god.
He is running. He is happy. Kid, you don't even know. You get to go see where chocolate's made. You don't know you're getting a factory yet. Wipe that smile off. You're just gonna go look at shit you can't have. It's like window shopping when you're poor. That's the fucking worst, bro. That's the worst. If I'm not getting paid in like a week and a half and somebody calls me like, hey, you want to go shopping? No, I don't get paid in a week and a half. Well, come with me. It'll be really fun. It's never
for you.
Fun. Yeah, it's totally never fun.
So why with everyone else was he there to talk to them right there when they discover the ticket? But with him, he waits for this elaborate, scary meeting down a dark alleyway. What's his motive for this?
I don't know. Maybe he was watching from a distance and saw, okay, this kid's not a shithead. I don't need to get all up in that shit right away. You know, like
Do you think he's kind of stacking the deck a little bit? He's making everything seem so much scarier so that he doesn't want to betray Wonka at the end.
Yeah.
See, everyone else, he's been a little bit more friendly and everything.
Yeah.
So if they were to survive these death traps in the factory and they make it to the end, and they're more likely to give the guy the gobstopper, which null and voids them from winning the factory at the end.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense? That could be it, right?
I mean, it makes as much sense as a Willy Wonka movie can make sense.
Yeah, a chocolate river over a boat and a tunnel of nightmare dreams, yeah. Makes as much sense as the idea of going to a chocolate factory giving this man the power to walk after 50 years. God, her face. You found some money in the street and you bought a chocolate bar. She stopped listening right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Furious. Furious.
Mr. Willy Wonka. Big Willy Wonka. Oh, God. Big Willy Wallace. That's still the funniest. The English still is mad because Big Willy Wallace.
Wait, who? What? Huh?
William Wallace from Braveheart.
Right.
I heard him referred to as Big Willy Wallace recently, and I'm like, that's the funniest shit I've ever heard. Of course Irish people will call him Big Willy Wallace because they still don't like you guys. You know, like
it's the only way they can get a good dig in.
Yeah, when you are still getting really like passive aggressive digs under the table hundreds of years later, that seems like a really just straight up British thing to do, though, to just get really passive aggressive like digs in the pettiest medium you have available at the time.
Watching this is kind of like watching the watching the Tin Man learn to walk.
Oh yeah,
it was so awesome. Just wobbling back and forth and shit.
Twenty years he's been laying down. How are his legs not like Paulie?
What
legs?
A lazy shit.
Yeah.
Fuck, we saw Rick Grimes. How long was he been in a coma? A couple of months?
Yeah.
He gets out of the bed, falls on the floor like a little baby.
Yeah, and even though, even like he started moving reasonably quick, but he wasn't like doing dance numbers and shit.
And astronauts, when they're in space for a year, they come back. They got to get their land legs again.
Yeah.
I think he was faking it the whole time.
Absolutely.
Trying to get the insurance.
Fuck yeah, he was. When did he die? He looks like it would have been relatively soon after this, right?
Yeah. Let's look it up. I know it's really... Up until, like, this year...
Get
really
your
just...
head away from the bedpan, bro. God. There's multiple bedpans under that. But look at that. Bedpan on the right, bedpan on the left. I'm pretty sure there's two on the other side for the bitches.
Excellent.
You were literally sleeping in the same room with four old people and four open-top buckets of shit. Now, also, when you're bedridden for 20 years, how do you use the bedpan? Do you just kind of hang your
over.
Ass off the bed?
Yeah. Or do you lift the pan up and put it underneath you?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
And is there backsplash? Like, is that a problem?
1981, to answer your question. So we had 10 years after this movie to kind of soak in the benefits and shit.
Wow.
Okay, here's a weird question. If you had to lay in a bed for 20 years with three other people, so two girls and two guys, would you have the guy next to you or would you have the guy opposite you? Bearing in mind, that bed doesn't look hugely long, so legs are gonna get close towards other things.
I'd rather them. I'd rather the dude be opposite me because I wouldn't want him beside me because you're not gonna cuddle with feet.
Gotcha. Makes sense.
You know, like there's
makes
that
sense.
If you already cuddle with somebody, if you are sleeping side by side, like while you're like asleep, like you could totally just start. You're not gonna cuddle 2 feet and like knees and shit.
Yeah. That's fair.
Also, he's been bedridden for 20 years. When did he learn this sweet dance choreography?
Yeah. I don't think they were doing this in the 50s.
Jumping crocodiles. What?
So, I think, we're halfway into the movie now, and this is the first chance we get to see...
The Wonka.
The Wonka. The Wonka, the only...
Big Willy.
What I love about the making of this movie is that it was... this movie was designed to fuck with everybody who is not Gene Wilder during the making of it. Mm-hmm. When he comes out here... We see him for the first time, and he's a little frail old man. And then he does this fucking flip that's crazy. Nobody knew he was going to do that. None of the kids, I should specify. None of the kids knew he was going to do that. When they're going through the tunnel with all the crazy hallucinogenic shit going on, they didn't know he was going to be saying all this creepy, weird poems and stuff. And then at the end, when it's just Charlie, and yeah, like that scene you mentioned earlier, when he's screaming at his face, when they did the rehearsal, it was just a... It was a frustrated discussion, I guess. But yeah, in the final thing, he's screaming at Charlie, and it really takes him by surprise. It's like, if you were Gene Wilder, you must have been, like, having a little fun, obviously, to yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the coming out with the cane and then doing the fall, mm-hmm. That was his idea.
Yeah. He's like, I want to do this... I think that was part of the thing of him actually taking on the role or something. He's like, when I first come out, I want to be walking with a cane, and then I want to do a backwards flip or something. And they were like, why? And he's like, because after that, nobody is going to know whether I'm lying or telling the truth.
Yeah.
Which is a great setup.
It's heavy.
Because this guy, yeah, you don't really know whether you can trust him, honestly.
The art design, though, like, think about it. Like, the Wonka painting above the door, like, the art design of this is still the art design for the current Wonka packaging.
Yeah. You know, like they haven't redesigned it or anything.
Yeah, it's a really well-done, like, font for a logo.
And I think, you know, you'd be stupid to change it, honestly, because, yeah, you'd have the name, but, you know, it's eye-catching to have that same that same look. It feeds on your it feeds on your nostalgia.
Okay, he's walking. He's walking, gonna walk through that big fucking shadow right there. Okay. He's hoofing it. He's going real slow. Walking through the shadow.
The anticipation is killing me.
Still taking a lot longer to get to that gate than you would anticipate. A lot longer, because where the fuck did that shadow go? And scene.
Yeah. Now, if I do a forward roll in front of people, I don't get that kind of response. How about you?
No. No, but you don't want to roll out of it. You just want to straight up clown pratfall and eat shit, preferably break things. Like, if you want to do, like, a good functional pratfall, you're going to a bar and you're buying a beer that you know you're going to spill. Veruca means wart.
Have you ever had a veruca?
No.
I've had a few in the UK. I don't know if it's just an English thing.
Isn't it dreary and humid there and wet? And
yeah, maybe.
Don't British people get trench
you're
foot?
You're very prone to getting them when you go swimming, is what I noticed as a kid.
Oh.
Yeah. It's really gross. And then when you go swimming, they make you wear a fucking sock. You know, if someone's wearing a special sock when you go swimming, you know they've got a veruca. It's kind of gross. And there's this fucking... Oh, man. You must have... There's like... I think there's something called bazooka or something. Because the catchphrase is bazooka, that veruca. there's like a gel you kind of put on your foot. And it's like it's almost like a super glue thing. It hardens. And then when you pull it off, it's kind of ripping the... you know, the mold or whatever it is. The part of the veruca, the infectious part, the bacteria. Kind of rips it off and everything.
Aren't you supposed to freeze them?
I guess.
Warts? And, I mean, I've never done it to me, but, like, I've helped, like, buddies, like, freeze their... You get, like, a little bottle of this, like, weird, like, liquid nitrogen bullshit, and you shake it up, and then you press it on the wart, you hold it there for, like, 10 seconds, and it freezes the wart, and then the wart just scabs over and falls off because you just froze the fuck out of it.
We didn't have that. It was more, yeah, like a... You're making like a little like a little liquid Band-Aid or something that would harden, and then you'd
and eventually it would just take
rip it off. Yeah, yeah.
That seems a little more appetizing than just freezing the fuck out of your skin.
Oh yeah, they were delicious. What you said? Appetizing? You mean just like it's easier to
not edible, but yeah. Easier to do, easier to sign on for the activity.
I guess so.
Oh, yeah, bullshit.
Nothing dangerous at all except the fucking, the room, the anti-gravity and the giant metal fan.
Yeah. And the chocolate river and the big drive-through tubes and...
Oh, yeah, this guy's a lawyer, right? Oh, okay, I guess not. What a little bitch.
He's like, I'm gonna kill her.
I'm gonna kill you almost last. How do we know that's not what he's doing right now?
Yeah. I want that jacket, though.
Right.
I want that jacket in red.
It's a great costume. And, oh, God, this room. Is this the room that shrinks?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. This is a little trick. This costume's so great. The Tim Burton one, the look is just a little too close to everything else Tim Burton does, you know?
You mean with that super UK on, like, a rainy day, like, filter on every scene?
No, like, his costume. I mean, with the Willy Wonka kind of design.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There's nothing that can kind of compare to this. Mm-hmm. And I like this little room as well.
Yeah.
It's a cute little visual effect. Super easy to do, but it's cute. That was my shot point. Sorry. Let me go grab the... we're drinking Kraken tonight.
Oh,
again.
God.
I'm going to finish off the Kraken.
Because that was the absolute worst last time.
This is a testament to how interesting this movie is and how long it's been since I've seen it. I don't want to talk over it. I just want to kind of watch his performance.
Yeah.
You find the same thing?
Yeah.
I mean, it makes for a shitty podcast, but I'm having a lot of fun.
And then the hallway that they were just in fucking vanished. That look of wonder on the kids' face is legit because they hadn't seen the set.
Mm-hmm. It's the first time they were allowed in there.
Oh, come on. At least tell me the gummy bears are fucking real. No, probably not.
Release the Kraken. Cheers.
Cheers
to a world of pure imagination. Imagination is scary and dark. All right, yeah. Beer washes it down. What's the most famous song from this movie, would you say? Is it Golden Ticket, Pure Imagination, or the Oompa Loompa?
It's Pure Imagination or Oompa Loompa song.
Yeah.
Did you see the Coldplay? Okay, Coldplay, the week that he died... Coldplay did, like, literally, like, days after he died. Mm-hmm. In one of their concerts, they were playing The Scientist. that one Coldplay song, and the chord progression is really close to Pure Imagination.
Right.
And so at the end of it, when all the other band members faded out, he just kept playing piano and sang Pure Imagination, and the audience went ape shit.
Nice.
Because everybody fucking loves Gene Wilder, bro.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you were at the age bracket to know who he is, you have nothing but good feelings about him.
Yeah. Yeah, he's one of the few celebrities that, like, you know, no scandal, no controversy or anything.
Yeah.
Didn't touch any kids, you know, which is like, it's kind of a big fucking deal these days. You know, so many people do it.
Yeah. So many fucking celebrities have these terribly crazy issues that get blown up in the media.
Yeah.
And, like, get in trouble or, like, have, like, their crazy drug problems.
Meltdowns.
And yeah. Everybody has meltdowns. It's just normal people, nobody fucking finds out about it because you're normal and nobody gives a shit. But when you're a celebrity, it all gets blown. It's gotta suck.
Yeah.
You know who I feel bad for? Britney fucking Spears, bro.
Yeah.
Because all that girl needed was some fucking privacy. That's all she needed.
Yeah, and she would have kept her hair. Yeah, if I can give Gene Wilder the highest compliment possible, it would be that he never fucked a kid. So.
Yeah. He never did anything wrong, yeah. Like, at all.
And that's always the worst when you, like, when those people go.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, man.
He didn't even get a DUI.
Yeah, there's so many shitty people still in the world, and yet you got to take Gene Wilder.
God.
But he was sick, you know. That's life. He was, that's why, was it last year? Yeah, it was last October with the Spooky Empire Convention here in Orlando. They had all the kids kind of reunited, and the one surviving Oompa Loompa. I think there was one still. And Gene Wilder, you know, he was kind of the missing part of the party, but he was too sick to make the journey, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've seen his, like, interviews recently, yeah, you can tell his mind was kind of going. Apparently, I think it's been released in the last couple of days or something, that he was fighting Alzheimer's and...
That was a wax cup.
Yes, but he committed.
So I've heard different stories about this.
As to what it actually is?
Yeah, I've heard there was actually, like, it was water and food coloring, and they tried using chocolate powder to thicken it, but that just didn't work. I've also heard that there was actual chocolate syrup and cream in there, and it made it smell disgusting.
It kind of curdled after a couple of days.
Yeah, but the German kid, the German kid as an adult, he said that it was dirty, stinking water. Is what he sounded like. It was V's. Like, my subtitle spelled it with V's.
Yeah, I can believe that.
Yeah, it feels like way too much liquid to even contemplate using real chocolate.
Absolutely.
And most of the chocolate bars in these scenes were like pieces of wood.
Yeah. Not even like, not even wax or something to, like, you know, searching while to take a bite out of.
But under stage lighting, you wouldn't really want them to be anything, but, like, now they would be resin.
They got to hold up. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or, like, a silicone or something. I don't know. What's funny is none of this fucking, like, hardly any of this stuff survived.
Well, they didn't know it was going to
be... No one gave a shit about the movie when they were making it.
Yeah.
And I actually don't think it did too well in the theaters either. It was kind of a VHS thing and also, you know, just TV. So many repeated viewings on
that
TV.
TV thing saves so many movies. That TV repeats is the only reason we all know what the Christmas Story is.
Yeah, that would have faded into obscurity otherwise.
Uh-huh.
God, those shorts. People dressed, schoolboys dressed like that back in those days. I feel so bad.
Oh.
I feel like he didn't fall until Wonka got very close.
Once again,
Wonka. Feel like Wonka pushed him.
Yeah, this whole plan is to get rid of all those kids except for Charlie.
Uh-huh.
This movie isn't watching the kids get eliminated one by one. This movie is you're watching the systematic elimination of the kids.
Uh-huh.
Like, there is a difference.
this is weird. Like, why would you have a pipe that big unless you were going to murder a kid?
Yeah. Yeah.
What other purpose would a pipe that size achieve? Chocolate right. is liquid. It's very runny liquid, obviously. Like, it could go through any size pipe.
Yeah, and if you do murder the kid, now all that chocolate, like, that whole thing has to be emptied out and cleaned. It's like that girl that went up to the roof of the hotel in like, New York or L.A. or whatever and disappeared. And then everybody was like, why does the water taste sweet? And they went up, and the big, like, fucking water tank on top of, like, the building, the girl had gotten in it and died, and her body was rotting. And that's what was making all the water in this hotel for, like, months. You didn't hear about that?
No.
That actually happened. Like, this happened, like, within the last decade. And, yeah, like, everybody had been drinking it, and the water was, like, this weird color, and it was, like, just this sweet taste because a girl was rotting in it.
That's disgusting. What's interesting, that Oompa Loompa leading her off, mm-hmm. we never see her again either, do we?
Nope. Nope.
I don't think he's just limiting his murders to kids.
Oh, yeah. Well, the kids... Okay, it... 99.9% of the time when left to their own devices, people are going to fuck shit up for themselves, like, on their own.
Yeah.
So you let the kids do it. The Oompa Loompas are probably excellent little assassins, and they're great with dealing with, like, adults. It's like the is, but with enough Oompa Loompa, that Oompa Loompa is probably leading her out to where she thinks her kid is, and when they walk into the door... Her kid's not in there, but there's all these Oompa Loompa just standing around, like, the perimeter of the room.
Like Alfred Hitchcock's The Birds.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like the Velociraptor at the end of Jurassic Park. One Velociraptor, not really going to do much of the T-Rex, but a flock of them, that's what the Oompa Loompas are doing to the parents. Fuck those parents. Your kids are shitty. You failed.
You lose. Good day, sir.
Good day! I said good day. But for real, okay. This movie came out in 71, was it?
Yeah.
Flash forward.
Fucking Canoe. What a condescending prick.
Yeah. So flash forward to now. We have 20-pound gummy bears.
Uh-huh.
Right? Why the fuck has nobody built this? Built that they are in? Why? Who is... It's like we have all those billionaires and nobody's decided to be Bruce Wayne or Tony Stark yet. Like, yeah. You guys are all, like, fucking up. Like, what are they doing?
Why has nobody built a chocolate river with a boat?
Yeah, yeah. A lot of people like Willy Wonka. A lot of people like Super Mario. Give me a chocolate river.
Super Mario?
Yeah, that's the Mario Kart has the weird candy chocolate thing, right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you don't play a lot of racing games, do you?
No.
Okay. I only play a couple. Apparently, this boat was on a track, but the Oompa Loompa steering at the front was not told that, so he really thinks he's, like, steering.
He's giving it his best. Yeah. Really, it's just, man, that's funny.
He is giving it his best, and nope.
That's like on the fucking Jungle Cruise when they let the kids steer the boat.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, steer away from the alligators, which is something you really want to fucking do now at Disney.
Yeah.
The kid's just loving that, like, spinning it for his life. Really committing. Man, that's funny, but man, like, I'd hate to be the Oompa Loompa that finds out, like, 20 years later.
Oh, yeah.
I've been telling that story in the pub, you know?
I was
watching
the
movie of your
boat.
Friends. Yeah, hey, yeah, you see that boat? Yeah, I drove that. That's me. Look at me. Look at this excellent cornering going on right here. Mate, it's on the track. Oh, what?
Now, okay, we'll even cut it some slack. Why is a theme park not built that yet? This would be way better than the Jungle Cruise.
Absolutely. You know what's weird? There's the Alton Towers theme park in the UK. I swear they had a Willy Wonka ride. I'm going to have to look this up real quick. And also I'm just keeping my eyes down so I don't watch this nightmare unfold in front of me.
So weird.
Carl, you've done a lot of drugs. What's this like? How does this compare?
Well,
like, have you ever been just, like, off your tits on something?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Acid does wonderful things.
Like, look, we just saw a chicken get its head cut off.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, bro. This is like a Saturday on acid.
Okay. Why is that kid carrying his gun?
I don't know. He's clinging to a false hope. I think in this tunnel is when those kids start to realize I might not be going home.
This is when the penny drops for them and they're like, we're not getting out of here.
Yeah.
We're all going up the chocolate straw.
Yeah. Yeah, if this was Toy Story, they'd be like looking at the fire and holding hands.
Okay, so yeah, no, I'm absolutely right. There is actually a ride at Alton Towers in the UK. It's the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, the ride. And the ride is split into two segments, the first being a boat ride along the Chocolate River inside Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory.
Yes.
Passengers encounter all the characters from the book, either as animatronics or CGI projections. Ooh. And then you disembark the boats, and the second segment begins with a short pre-show video. And you're kind of like, you're trapped inside a TV. The ride continues inside one of two great glass elevators from the end of the movie, which is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So yeah, I knew I'd fucking seen something like that. So yeah, it is a theme park ride. It's just in a really shitty theme park in England. That's all. You'd think it would be something a little more...
Disney could do wonders with this shit.
Absolutely. I wouldn't be surprised now that everyone's remembering this movie again. Mm-hmm. That, you know, someone else doesn't snap it up and do something bigger.
It was a German dipshit.
Did he ever say it was going to be French?
A lot of British people live in Germany.
Yeah, right. this is Violet's bit then when she eats the... And shoots the gum because he's specifically saying don't, like, you notice he entered the other room with all the chocolate, go fucking nuts, break all the eggs, like take a bite out of anything, look, I'll eat a cup, but in this room specifically he's warning them,
yeah,
don't touch a fucking thing, it will end your life.
I wonder how many Oompa Loompas he loses a year just them falling into equipment.
Well, they've been touring for 20 minutes with a group of kids, and they've already lost one.
Yeah. I mean, I know places that use, like, child laborers still, like, lose kids on a pretty regular basis, and, like, they're the same size.
Scratch, hang on. You know places that use child labor?
Doesn't Adidas use child laborers still?
Oh, okay.
There's Asia.
I thought you meant you had, like, first-hand experience with, like, my friends use child labor all the time, and they have a real issue with their kids going into
the
machines.
Nah, but there is a sewing shop downtown where you walk in, and there's, like, 40 Asian ladies, and each one's got a sewing machine in front of them. I don't know if they're making shoes or fucking handbags. I don't fucking know. But, yeah, yo, it's, man. That bike's really funny. They had built it. And one of the Oompa Loompas was going to be on that bike during the scene. And as it turns out, it was built with a bike for normal-sized people, and none of the Oompa Loompas could reach the pedals. And so they changed the scene with Gene Wilder on it. Because, of course, Willy Wonka would be on it. Why not?
Yeah. He likes to help out when he can.
He probably only helps out for a few... Only helps out, like, while it's still fun. Yeah. And then the moment it feels like work, he's like, hey.
he's like Donald Trump that turns up to Louisiana to unload like two boxes of toys from a van and then fuck off.
Hey, I know you guys need food and rescuers and not me, but here's some fucking Play-Doh.
And then he's gone. Quick as a flash. Man, they
Insult Barry like that. What the fuck are you doing, bro?
Is that a jacket that just went in there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. There's also probably pieces of the fat kid, too.
Yeah.
But
yeah. Because contamination, from what you told me. Like, his body's probably in there in the water heater.
Oh no, they probably already got him out.
There's our meme. That's exactly where that scene comes from. Shit. All right.
Yep. Yeah, they probably already murdered him and ground him up.
Okay.
It's like the chili cook-off in South Park.
Look at that.
Scott Tenenbaum's parents.
That's the most erratic erection I've ever seen.
Oh, absolutely. So he doesn't invent stuff. He just throws different shit in, and then this machine just makes what the fuck it can.
There's an Oompa Loompa inside the machine just like, okay, well, shit, you're not giving me much to work with here. Fuck it, how's this?
Oh, yeah.
Like my penis. I'm kidding. What was I going to say? The Oompa Loompas. Speaking of the Oompa Loompas, because they shot this film in Germany, there aren't that many Oompa Loompas to go around. Oompa Loompas are very short. And I don't know if you're too familiar with history, but something happened in Germany that meant that a lot of people, if you weren't of a very specific body type, kind of took a train ride. So they actually had to draft a bunch of little people from outside Germany. They got like 10 people, I think. And they had to draft a bunch more out from outside Germany. Apparently the Oompa Loompas were like fucking party animals. They took like a little limo to downtown and shit after the after every day.
Do you know Ben?
Yeah.
Have you seen Ben kick himself in the forehead?
That's why I believe this story about them being just a little randy little bastards.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
He can kick himself in the forehead?
Years ago, I saw him do that. I was like maybe a year out of high school.
He must have been cunted. No, I'm kidding. I can imagine it, yeah.
I met him and Skull on the same day. And, yeah. God, I haven't seen him in years.
Who?
Holy shit. Ben.
You should look down.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
He's been there.
Yeah, I'm sure he's just shuffling around. It makes you fat. And gives you cavities, apparently, you whiny little bitch.
Did he say it makes you fat? Because I just got back, sorry.
No, but that's what it's going to do.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, if he actually said that, I'm like, well, shit, I can't fault him. Like,
he told
you
not to.
He gave you fair warning.
Yeah, he said I wouldn't do that. Look at that. Stop. Don't.
No fucks given. He's like, Charlie's not a girl's name, is it? Okay, right. So this one's fine to die. So, behind the scenes fact, making this scene where her face actually turns blue, her hair does it as well, which was not an intended effect. It was an issue because of the technology at the time. It's the same technology they used to create the lightsabers in Star Wars. And at that point, obviously, they'd actually perfected the technology where it wasn't going to fuck up everything else.
Mm-hmm.
But when they just did that shot there, they had to turn her hair blue at the same time. There was no way to just do a very specific part of it.
Yeah. If you were really rich and you had, like, fucking waitstaff, like butlers and shit in your house, don't need a bell. You need a little penny whistle like that.
Absolutely. Take 7 Oompa Loompas kind of walking around engaging. What's she gonna do? Yeah, not every fucking day for 3 months. You get 13 cavities.
Oh.
I would love to see this cosplay at a convention.
Oh,
somebody
yeah.
in a big sumo suit.
Being rolled around.
By a bunch of little people.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great idea.
What have they got in their pockets? He's making their fucking arm-like thing shit stick out like that.
Yeah.
Oh. See what he did there?
Mm-hmm.
He's a funny fucker, isn't he?
So many fucking literary quotes in this.
He almost said that with a straight face.
Mm-hmm.
He already knows which of those children are going to die.
Fuck yeah, he does. Schnozberries. Tastes like schnozberries.
What's a schnozberry? We never learn, do we? What's the picture kind of show? Oh, good. Okay, I'm not the only one.
A schnozberry is a euphemism for penis.
I was going to say, it looked like a banana right there, but there's possibly someone snuck a penis into the wallpaper.
Well, no, like a schnozberry, like, is, that's why the line was, what is a schnozberry? Because a schnozberry is a euphemism for penis.
Was this in 1971, or?
Yeah, because Roald Dahl wrote the book. And he's this British dude, and that was, at that point in time, that was totally a euphemism. So, the penis tastes like penis. It's fucking
hysterical.
You
would hope so, honestly.
Yeah.
Oh, man. God, if I was a rich, eccentric guy that was inviting a bunch of people into my factory, planning on murdering a bunch of them, I would not be above just, like, you know, dragging my balls over the wallpaper before we got to that room.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I would have just been up front and printed some penis on the wall. It's like the pussy flavored ice cream. You heard that?
No.
The went to a ice cream store with a buddy of mine, and he ordered first.
Uh-huh.
And he licked it, and he's like, "It's fucking amazing." And I'm like, "What is it?" And he's like, "It's pussy flavored ice cream." And I'm like, "What?" And he's like, "Yeah, really, pussy flavored ice cream." And he licks it, and he's like, "It's fucking awesome." And he's like, "You should get some." And so I ordered some pussy flavored ice cream, and he's still licking away, and it's fucking great, you know. So I get my pussy flavored ice cream, and I lick it, and I'm like, "God damn, it tastes like shit." And he's like, "Turn it around."
Fuck you. Fuck you, you fucking fuck.
You never heard that?
I've never heard it. God. I'm enraptured by this story. Only because I've watched, you ever seen Nathan For You on Comedy Central?
Yeah.
When he makes shit-flavored ice cream, and they actually go through his whole scientific process to actually create it. I'm like, well, fuck. They probably could make... pussy people. I'm waiting to hear where this place is. I'm like, just dropping out. Oh, it's Menchie's down the road.
Like, yeah, I mean, bastard. They have pretty blots every flavor beans.
God. I knew there was a reason I hated you. It's because you'll wrap me into a story and then you'll just pull the rug out from under me and I'm left looking like a dick.
Turn it around.
Turn around. it's all fun and games until you realize there's a big fan at the top of the room, huh?
Mm-hmm. And Scarface is probably watching the security cameras going, damn it, maybe I shouldn't have bet on these guys.
They're making the same mistake I did. I mean, it seems like they could just stand right there and just hold on to that bar that they found.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd be absolutely fine, right?
Yeah, more than likely.
Yeah.
Also, why does that not have any sort of grate or something over it? You went to the indoor...
Everything in this factory is designed to kill people.
Yeah, you went to the indoor skydiving place, though. There's definitely something covering...
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, like...
Yeah. They don't want people dying in their watch.
Yeah, but I mean, Wonka, there's a big gate. Cops don't come on premises. People die. Nobody hears about it. week later, they find your body in the River Thames. Nobody's going to know because you disappeared from fucking Germany.
Whatever the Germany equivalent is of the River Thames. Yeah.
Yeah. Those are big ass geese.
Now, are those. Yeah, that's just a composite, right? I don't remember the scene at all.
That's a terrible prop. Jesus, you couldn't chrome that shit out, people? You couldn't get rid of the blemishes? You couldn't use fucking sandpaper? I know they had sandpaper. That's a weird-ass Rube Goldberg machine.
Yeah. Especially because it still requires somebody to actually pick something up at the end. You would think a factory this high-tech, if it said good or bad, they would immediately fucking rotate it to a certain way.
Yeah.
It still requires somebody to look at it.
Something would swoop in, like the thing that grabs the doors in Monsters, Inc.
Yeah. Or like, just if it says bad, immediately, like, the scale just drops out from underneath it and you fucking fall in.
Yeah.
Which, wait, doesn't that fucking happen in this, actually?
I don't know, but I feel
with
like...
the girl? Yeah, because when it says, like, because she stands on the scale or something and it goes bad, and then the floor drops out from underneath her, why doesn't it do it for the egg? Why does it require an Oompa Loompa to walk up and be like, oh, it's bad? All right,
well,
then.
Well, no, a bad one just dropped.
Did it?
But yeah, like...
Oh, did it go good, first of all?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just glancing back at the screen, honestly,
it's
so...
Fine.
So, it goes good, and then it waits for somebody to walk up and realize to pick it up and then go.
Yeah. So if it's bad, it disappears, but if it's good, somebody has to work. These Oompa Loompas' working conditions are terrible.
Mm-hmm. I hate her voice. Mm-hmm. It's the worst. This is the voice that my wife goes to when she's trying to turn me off. Because she knows a British accent like this, it just... Mm-hmm. Boner killer. Whenever she does a British accent, or whenever she wants to... Let me clarify. When she wants to show off her British accent, she picks this girl, and she's like, but I want one now, Daddy. And I'm like... Ugh. It's the worst English accent you could ever fucking do. Like, give me Emily Blunt or something, but like, Keira Knightley, don't give me the fucking the girl from Willy Wonka.
Oh, it's cool. You say that, and the next time she's gonna give you a Dick Van Dyke from Mary Poppins, because that's got to be one of the worst in history.
It's a terrible accent, but it doesn't sound British, so it doesn't do it. It doesn't make it shrink back up.
Yeah, but he was a Julie Andrews. She was British. Why did she not step in any time with that?
To be like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, Richard, what are you doing?
Wait, Richard, come on, just
Richard.
Give me five. Give me five of Richard. Richard, what the shit are you doing? He's taking it very well.
Mm-hmm. Two problems.
Why is he a bad egg? He seems like the nicest guy in the world. I mean, sure, he's a bit gullible, and, you know, he's kind of a walkover, but he does the best for his kids and his family.
He's a pushover. Pushovers don't deserve shit.
Okay.
Don't be a pushover.
Okay, I won't.
Right? See, also, these Oompa Loompas have to work real hard. When Wonka is not around, which I assume is fucking never, who choreographs all this?
Yeah, do you think they give a shit about choreography at that point?
Right. I mean, maybe when Wonka's not giving tours and pedaling on that bicycle that Oompa Loompas can't fit on and throwing random bullshit into the inventing, like, sheet machine and then just shits, like, stuff out.
Shits out the good ideas.
Yeah. I bet you that Willy Wonka carries around, like, a notebook in one of his big-ass jacket pockets and he's always writing Oompa, like this, Oompa Loompa choreography. And then, like, when he runs in, they're, like, working, and then he's like, all right, guys, break time. Hey, I've been working on something.
I got a new song. Yeah. I think you're going to like it. Let me hand out some notes. All right, everybody. And you think, okay, take a look at it, and on
five,
the walk.
5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah, yo. That's the only way. That's the only way.
Now, she doesn't want to walk into that room, does she?
Is that Oompa Loompa pouring vodka in it? I like to assume...
Oh, wait. It's like cream soda, I think, isn't it? I know it gets, like, real fucking bubbly real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Ginger. Okay, yeah. Anything bubbly, basically. Which, no, I would love it if it was just a vodka and they were just making a fantastic cocktail inside there.
Fuck yeah.
Be like, let's do that next time.
He just said double bubble burpa cola. I want a double bubble burpa cola.
Keep your eyes open and your mouth shut. That's the complete opposite of what I say when I'm... No, kidding.
Drop your socks and grab your cocks.
So, this scene, funny thing about this scene, and we're going to call back a little bit to, love it. You know, actually, a couple of callbacks, you know, when we were talking about Alien and the guy with the milk and how he looked like he'd been just like glazed like a donut.
Oh, yeah.
You could probably go on Pornhub or something or Reddit and just like post this scene.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just Bukkake bot.
And, 5 males and 1 female.
Yeah.
Get covered. just post this little gif like that.
Really, all you need to do, though, is just add Brazzers in the bottom right.
Yeah, absolutely. That's people will buy it. Absolutely.
Yeah.
What the fuck was I going to say? That stuff that they used in that scene, it was fire extinguisher foam.
Ooh, that's not good.
No, now we know that. But at the time, it seemed like a great idea. And I remember you talking in the Wizard of Oz episode about the lead paint they painted on the guy, which sounded great at the time as well. And then he got very, very sick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the like, I don't know, after they did this, they realized, oh, yeah, it's a potent irritant. And it, they had bad rashes for like several days afterwards after shooting that.
Damn, that lady took a money shot straight
right
to
the face. The face, neck and chest. Absolutely.
I like to envision this like it is a 1960s representation of spermies.
Spermies?
Yeah, like
is that like a kid? That sounds like a kid's TV show.
No, like, you know, like, Body Wars that they had at
yeah,
Epcot?
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Okay, but if Body Wars wasn't CG blood cells, if each, like, organism was represented by, like, someone in, like, a skin-tight suit,
okay.
And these guys in all the white were little sperms,
okay.
And they've been, like, shrunk down, because that camera looks huge. They all look tiny.
Yeah. Okay.
They're like little spermies. That's... See, I could go to a convention. I could put Audra in one of those big inflatable balls,
mm-hmm.
and she could just walk around in it, and I could wear one of those and then run at the ball and bounce off repeatedly all day, and people would get it.
Okay. So he had a 6-foot-long bar of chocolate, and now he's managed to reduce it to the size of a, I don't know, 6-inch bar of chocolate.
Now,
how's that a viable business solution?
Do you sell it for more expensive because the density of that bar of chocolate is a lot more dense chocolate.
But they just said it tasted like normal. Tastes like a normal bar of chocolate.
Of course it would taste normal.
You can buy a normal bar of chocolate for anything. It doesn't have to have been transported across the room or anything.
Yeah, but then isn't that just cool?
I mean...
You go to a restaurant, you go to a fancy restaurant, you pay $400 for like a strip of caviar with a piece of gold leaf on the top. you're not eating gold leaf because it's good for you. You're eating gold leaf because you can fucking afford it.
Okay, so this is like the decadent kind
yeah,
of range of Wonka.
Because I would assume if Willy Wonka's got this big fucking factory and does all this cool shit, he's got to have, like, a deluxe... you know how all the Italians have their blowouts and wear their shitty Ed Hardy shirts?
Yeah.
Okay, but that designer, Christian, what's his last name, Andigier or something, he actually is, like, a really good designer. Mm. Ed Hardy is his discount line.
Okay.
It would be like shopping at one store versus that company's kind of outlet. You know, like, so I would assume I Willy Wonka would totally do ball and chocolate as well.
All the supermarkets in the UK, and that's something I've noticed moving over here, all the supermarkets in the UK offer three levels of their own brand stuff. And whereas over here, if you go to, like, Publix or Walmart, it's all the same shit. It's just you can get Walmart chicken or, you know, Publix burgers or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go in the UK, most supermarkets now offer three levels of something. I'll use Sainsbury's as an example. You can get Sainsbury's Basics, which is like the bog standard. It just about qualifies as food. And then you can get their own brand regular label, which is, you know, kind of what you expect to get from if you're buying anything store brand over here. And then you can get something called Taste the Difference, which is like an upper level, elitist level of food, or, you know, whatever it is. A little bit nicer. You can tell a little bit more money's been put into it, more extravagant ingredients and stuff like that. You're saying that a Wonka bar that's been teleported across the room and reduced massively in size is kind of at that level because people would pay for it just because of the elitism of it.
Do you like cheese?
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Okay. I fucking love cheese. I absolutely love cheese. I like buying wheels of cheese. I like going to cheese makers, like some people like go to wineries when like they travel. They find like the closest local winery. You know, I dig the fuck out of cheese makers. I'm on board with that shit. If I could afford it, I would buy the $1,000 wheel of cheese that has been aged and worked on for years. Which, yeah, there is a difference in flavor, yeah. But at the end of the day, it's fucking cheese. If I had the money, I would blow it on there just because you
just
fucking...
Just because you could do it.
Yeah! Okay, I get that that's not, like, financially responsible, but isn't that also part of the American dream?
It's part of being rich, right?
Yeah, don't stop your hustle until you've got six zeros to the left of your, like, decimal point.
I'm just saying, it seems like a better idea would have been to create a machine that can take a regular-sized chocolate bar and blow it up to the size of a 6-foot chocolate bar.
Yeah, but Rick Moranis fucking retired, so I don't know what we're expected to do at that point.
I don't even know what we're arguing about anymore.
I mean, at this point, couldn't he just...
Why is he giving up? He hasn't killed that one kid yet.
Yeah, he's the last one. Also, that lady, the last lady that just left with her tiny little kid, mm-hmm. Did you notice her purse change color?
No. I'll be honest, I was not paying any attention to that whole Mike TV scene.
Okay, when they showed up, she was rocking a black purse
for
like the whole, from the beginning. And they went into that room, and it went from being a fucking black purse with like chain connecting like the black leather like strap to a white purse because it matched the costume.
Okay.
Does Wonka just have purses that match like the safety equipment and he just like, hey, I'm taking your shit, but here's another one. Like what, there's candy in it. Like what are you This half room, it's so surreal.
Yeah.
Huh? He didn't even have to open that door.
I love
bro.
How he commits to it.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. There's a coffee pot in here that the crew member didn't realize was a prop coffee pot until he kind of sawed into it.
Oh, no. He didn't realize it wasn't a prop coffee?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man.
And then coffee just pours out everywhere. He's like, ah, shit. Number two.
Good day, sir. I said good day. Oh my god.
Which is to this day used as the very end of any conversation.
Absolutely, yeah.
You want to end a conversation, you stand up and you'll be like, I said good day!
Yeah.
Nothing can be said.
Oh man, that would trip me the fuck out. Have you ever done this? Have you ever do you prank your friends at all?
All the time.
Okay.
My god, you've got a treat waiting for you. Don't worry.
When I was in the Navy, my job at one point was a yeoman. And I was doing paperwork and like checking people in all over the bit. Basically, I got a master key to get into people's rooms.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would wait until you were sleeping in the middle of the night. And a lot of like military dudes will like iron their uniform and shit, leave it hanging like on the ironing board for the next morning. So you don't have to do it when you wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning. And so I'd sneak into your room while you and your two other roommates are sleeping. And I would stack your chairs up like it was Poltergeist, and like I'd hang your clothes from and just fuck with people. You know? Or we do the thing with the string where while they're gone, you take everything in their room and you flip it so everything's attached to the ceiling.
Right.
And like you drill and you get like 10 like Navy dudes in one room. You can prank your buddy's like fucking apartment in less than an hour.
Right. Yeah.
But I want to do that with half shit.
Half room.
Yeah, yeah, bro. Yeah.
Just saw someone's TV in half or something.
If I got your wife in on it and just got you drunk so you passed out, and while you were sleeping, we didn't do it the rest, we just did it to your room. You know,
I
like,
don't care about the shit in my room, so yeah.
Would you not just, like, you'd wake up and not
I'd
know.
I'd have to applaud you, like. It's an undertaking.
But that moment, like, I love pranking people because that moment before they realize they've been pranked, that moment, it's like a Darren Brown thing before they realize Darren Brown's fucking with them when their reality is shattered.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, oh, man.
It's like just waking up or something. You don't know where you are, what's going on, but.
Yeah. You want a camera on them then because you're never there and that's the moment.
Absolutely. Oh, man. So the Great Glass Elevator is an interesting concept.
Yeah.
I know I've read that book, but I can't tell you what the fuck happens in it. It's the, you know, the Great Glass, Charlie and the Great Glass Elevator was the sequel to Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Mm-hmm. Roald Dahl said that he was not on board with this movie and hated it so much that he didn't want them to make the sequel.
Yeah,
and he also had never watched the thing entirely through. But that's actually a fucking lie, because there are pictures of him at the goddamn premiere and pictures of him taking tours on set, and he looks super happy.
Now, they say that, but I feel like, you know, just because he was there at the beginning of the premiere doesn't mean he stayed until the very end. He could have started to watch it and decided it was a bit shit. Like, Eric Idle in Shrek the Third, he's in there as Merlin or something. And in that movie, they kind of copy the Monty Python and the Holy Grail gag of someone following somebody with coconuts making, like, horseshoe sounds. He saw that. He got super pissed, apparently. He walked out of the premiere and left. So it's entirely possible.
Kind of catty, though.
Yeah, that's, absolutely.
I mean, if people can deal with like, roast and shit, if you were in entertainment, you should be used to getting shitty reviews as well. You either don't read your reviews at all, or you read all of them. You can't just read the good ones.
No, absolutely.
You know? So, like, getting that mad, like, come on, you're a pro, bro. Like, chill the fuck out, smile for the cameras, take people to court. There you go.
Yeah. What was your favorite moment, by the way?
The fizzy lifting room.
Oh, shit. God, pour that out.
Damn it.
Yeah, we passed that a long fucking time ago.
Yeah, we did.
Catch up.
Fuck you, dog.
Yeah, we're never going to see that. Never going to see the second movie, are we?
No, that's never going to happen.
God, how do you feel? Like, The end of this movie is always kind of weird to me because, like, Charlie goes to this factory expecting that he's going to get... Well, hoping he's going to... No, they know this. Like, they, the part of the prize is they get an entire, you know, a lifetime supply or a year supply of chocolate.
Thought
of
lifetime. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, lifetime supply.
You think
of
you're
chocolate.
Getting some chocolate, yeah, and then you absolutely. Get a factory.
And then at the end of the fucking movie, they're like, yeah, you want chocolate? You got chocolate, kid. Here's your whole fucking chocolate factory. And then you're, as a kid, you're in charge of this factory. God, the movie's already over? Shit, that's a really short time.
Where'd the credits go?
I don't know. I guess they were all the beginning, weren't they? I'm going to keep talking. You go, and at the end of the thing, you're given the factory instead. And now your whole life is about making chocolate. And you've got to just fucking, you've got to know the ingredients. You've got to know the recipe. You've got to know the overheads. You've got to know the everything. As a kid, like, shouldn't, like, at a certain point, you just got to be like, what the fuck happened? I just wanted some chocolate.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Your whole life's
now you're
gone.
Having to learn management skills. You gotta like know Steve the Oompa Loompa, and like yeah. If he's got kids,
gotta
like,
remember his birthday.
Yeah, bro, like that's
it's gotta suck. Is like your whole childhood's gone now.
And how quick do you go through Oompa Loompas? Like that is watching a turnaround that quick with adults because turnaround happens quick with adults seems like a really crazy thing to try and understand as a child.
And where'd you get new Oompa Loompas? Apparently, he only hires Oompa Loompas.
Yeah, where the fuck do they come from? Do they come from, like, the Amazon? Like, where
Oompa Loompa
are they
Land,
pygmies?
Apparently, which I'm... Loompa Loompa Land, which it's not a real thing. Now you got to find out where that is. That's a
yeah.
lot of fucking work.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I feel bad for Charlie. This is not a happy ending, honestly.
Cheers.
Cheers, sir. What a horrible, horrible ending to a fantastic movie.
You mean the Kraken?
No. That's terrible.
It was disgusting. Let's do butter shots next time.
We should have done butter shots since it was a candy-themed movie.
Did you have butter shots?
Oh, all the time, yeah.
Why the fuck were we drinking Kraken? God damn it.
My mistake. Let's wrap it up. Thank you for joining us for Big Gay Dates. Let us know what you'd like us to watch next time on our website, biggaydate.com, or Facebook / Big Gay Dates. Until next time, I'm Dave Mosley.
My name's Carl Skeens.
Thank you. Good night.